Welcome back to Challenges of Faith radio program. I'm Gary McCants. Thank you for joining. The Time to Be Real segment on Challenges of Faith. Well, you know, it begins with you and me, too. You know it does. Look around globally, irrespective of where you live at. Do you notice that our culture is in danger? Do you notice how it's becoming more chaotic? The leaders, irrespective of who they are and where they are. Do you notice how they disagree as to the best way to preserve society? You notice the answers are always to pass more laws, build more prisons, and have more education and rehabilitation programs. Do you notice that? Do you notice where you live at? We have more laws and more prisons than ever before. And we have more schools and educational programs than probably any nation on this planet. But yet crime continues to increase, maybe where you are. How about the drug and alcohol abuse that's continuing to destroy families and our teenagers? Our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, he's called the church as salt and light to have an impact on society. Are we? Are you having an impact in your home, out there in your neighborhood or your place of worship, or out there on your job? Are you having an impact that Christ would have you to have out there in the political world, educational world, mental health world, sociology world, criminal justice world, medical world? Because we've tried many methods out there, and do you notice there's no success? Paul, do you notice how Paul made a powerful impact on the culture of Ephesus? Do you notice how his method of impacting his culture was simple? Do you notice how he did it? He impacted his culture by presenting the word of God. And then the question you got to ask and answer, irrespective of where you are, I'm talking to you now. You didn't tune in by accident. What is cultural Christianity? I'm going to wait for a moment because I know you know the answer. A religion of symbolic devotion. You know, one that's hollow, meaningless, cow, empty. You know, there are some other words that could be used. You know, it's when our government leaders, you know this is true, are running around, irrespective of where they are globally, doing their best to outlaw the very mention of God's name. But they're so quick to use or call on him or quote scripture during times of tragedy or political expediency. That's what we're seeing, cultural Christianity. You know, it's when mainstream religious denominations have to hold meetings to determine if certain issues God is clear about are compatible with Scripture and biblical teaching. You know, things that God has settled forever in no uncertain terms. Whatever the Holy Spirit of God has brought to your heart and mind, we're seeing cultural Christianity. You know, it's when we as professing believers of the household of faith, we spend an hour upon hour watching that which does not upbuild us in our lives, but yet only minutes in prayer and Bible study. We're seeing cultural Christianity. That's where we are today. Look across the globe. When society does its best to look like the church, And believers of the household of faith does its best to look like society. We're seeing cultural Christianity. We're facing a problem that our Savior faced in his day. And our Savior gives us the example on how this war has to be fought. You know he does. And it's time for us to be real before God, before fellow brethren, and before those who are watching us and listening to us. We got to look to see if we're living that genuine Christian life or if we become cultural Christians ourselves. Do you notice how that cultural Christianity is a religion of worthless words? You know, over in Luke chapter 9, verse 23, if any man, applicable to ladies, will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. And how about John chapter 14, verse 15? If you love me, keep my commandments. And what about Matthew chapter 22, verse 38? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. You know, and those would be all good to sum up our lives as servants of Christ. You are you not? You know, like James chapter 1, verse 22, that says, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Wow. Think about that. Deceiving ourselves. Tricking ourselves. Sounds kind of strange, doesn't it? Well, think about it. Use this example only if you want to, if it's applicable. On your job, are you clocking in a few minutes to avoid being late? You know, you're really tricking yourself to be on time. You know it's true. You know it's true. James says you're doing the same thing when you hear the truth of God and to ignore its commands and teaching. You're fooling yourself. And what's interesting is that sooner or later, people are going to figure you out. They're going to know whether or not you're really one of God's people. They're going to know if your religion is based on words or actions, because you got to remember, Christ is not a religion in terms of Christianity. It's a person, Christ. And not only is cultural Christianity a religion of worthless words, it's also a religion of worthless worship. And the question you got to ask and answer, how did it happen? And then the second question you might want to ask and answer, has it happened to you? And is our Savior telling you that your worship is worthless? And then you think about it, if you really are thinking about it. The question is, what causes vain worship? Because there are a lot of answers. Because maybe we're more concerned about our image than we are with honoring the King of Kings. Or maybe we're more concerned about worshiping the political leaders or whoever God has brought to your heart and mind. And maybe we're not doing what the Bible says when it says, worship me in spirit and truth. Or maybe we've gotten so busy that we've fooled ourselves into thinking that there are things that are more important than the genuine Christian life of, guess what, presenting the gospel, you know, sharing the good news. And in this case, offering up to God genuine worship. And maybe we are worshiping God, but on our own schedule. And that's if we can fit him in. So how do you worship? Well, first of all, you got to have a reason to worship. You got to be born again. Because you got to remember, worship is a form of fellowship with God. It's not just words and repetition. And when the people get right with God and confess their sins, you know, evil thoughts, words, and deeds, and repent, you know, turn around from their evil ways. Guess what? True worship begins. But you know what else? It starts with you and you and you and you and me too. I'm Gary McCants, Challenges of Faith radio program, Time to Be Real segment. But it starts with you. Thank you for listening.